Hello there. Thanks for calling Exceedance Claims and Management. My name is John. How may I help you today?
Hi, John. My name is Trillian Siason, and I'm calling from Blanks Brothers Logistics.
Yes.
And I was calling to get some information about our policy in reference to a claim.
Okay. Do you happen to have the claim number, ma'am?
I have the policy number. It's not a claim yet.
Okay. Okay. Give me that policy number, please, ma'am.
It's ALA 2021-23-25.
ALA
2021.
Let's see. Hang on just a second. ALA 2021.
23-25.
What state did it happen in, ma'am?
It's in Georgia.
What day did it happen?
Well, I have a question first. I had a couple of questions because we've never had a claim before, so we've never had any questions.
Okay. Well, so, the reason I was asking for the date is that's one of the things I need before I can file a claim. Would be the date of the loss.
Let's see. I'm sorry. Give me one moment, then.
Go ahead with your other questions if you've got them. I'll do my best to answer.
So my other question is, so one of our vehicles got grounded because the windshield got messed up from like a rock hitting the windshield, and so I want to know if that's covered under our policy.
Well, again, to be clear, all I do at this number, I'm the third party administrator, and I'm not we're not an insurance company. The adjuster, after we put the claim together, would be the one that could answer any questions you may have concerning the coverage or concerning what the claim, you know, concerning any other questions you may have. All I do from this end is basically take down information from policy and set up a claim for you.
Okay. Because I did call Old Republic first, you know, like, hey, I got a question about the policy, and they said, well, call this number. I was just really trying to get two questions answered, but I do have the information regarding the claim on the one vehicle. It was September 3rd, 2024. September 3rd, 2024, and I think it was at 3 p.m.
Do you happen to have the VIN number for the Amazon-insured vehicle?
I do. The VIN number is 1 Foxtrot, or F is in Foxtrot, T is in Tango, B is in Bravo, R is in Romeo, 3, X is in X-ray, 82. L is in Lima, K is in Kilo, B is in Bravo, 03974.
Okay. And you have the ownership or the company name or the DSP of the Amazon vehicle?
Yes, sir. It's Blanks Brothers Logistics, short code DBRO.
And you said Blank Brothers Logistics, B-L-A-N-K?
Yes, B-L-A-N-K-S, Blanks with an S. Blanks Brothers with an S, Logistics, LLC.
Okay, can you give me, I may have, hang on just a second. The last number on the VIN, was it a 3 or was it a 1?
It's 03974. After the Kilo Bravo, then it's 03974.
Thank you. Yeah, for some reason I almost lost the part of the VIN, so I just want to double check. All right. And you said it's Blanks Brothers Logistics, is that correct?
Yes, sir, it is.
Or is it Blanks Brothers LLC or Logistics LLC?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am, for the information. Let me see if I can get started here. And do you have any other questions as far as?
So far, no.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll be asking you several along the way. So if we can't get the answers, we'll just skip. And then at the when we get everything set up, the adjuster can ask you or can help you find those answers. But we'll just go forward from here. All right. Give me just a second. I'll try to put some things together here.
All right.
What is your name, ma'am?
My name is Trillion, TrillionCason.
TrillionCason?
Yes, Trillion, T as in tango, Trillion.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I have the hardest time with my hearing telling the difference on the phone between T's and P's. So my apology.
No problem.
And are you the DSP, Trillion, or what's your role here?
Yes, I'm the controller.
Okay. What's a good email where you can be reached, ma'am?
First name, last name, Trillion, TrillionCason at gmail.com. No dot in between. It's just Trillion Cason, first name, last name, at gmail.com.
Trillion Cason at gmail.com. Okay.
Yes, sir.
How about a good work number?
770-990-8961.
May we have permission to send email messages to this email address?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and if I understand correctly, the insured vehicle had rock damage or windshield damage? Is that what the issue was?
No, that's the one I was asking the question on, but this particular vehicle has front bumper damage and
before we go any further, what actually happened here with this vehicle?
One of the guys hit something. They had an accident and they hit something, but they didn't hit a person or another vehicle.
Okay, so the insured vehicle hit a structure.
Yes.
Just so you'll know, because if I'm understanding correctly, you probably got another one after we get done here that you'd like to file. let me go. You can just go ahead and put this down for future reference. There is a way that there is a website that you can go to and file multiple claims.
That's exactly what I was calling. Because I'm very hands-on. Like, you know, you normally, when we have workers' compensation claims, you go right in there to the website and you put everything, answer all the questions, and then they give you the information. And if they need anything else, they call you back.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, that's why I was thinking you may want this. It's F is in Frank, N is in Nancy, O is in Oscar, L is in Lucy, dot, X is in X-ray, C is in Charlie, E is in Ethel, E is in Ethel, D is in Donna, A is in Apple, N is in Nancy, C is in Charlie, E as in Elephant, .com. That's okay. If you want to file multiple online claims, that's the way you can do it on the web.
Okay.
Okay. But let's see. We'll go here. Ivy collided with structure.
Oh, I see that website.
Okay. Okay, you said the time of the loss was 3 p.m., correct?
Yeah, 3 p.m.
Okay. I'm taking down some other information, so please bear with me.
No problem. I'm multitasking.
Do you know where the loss took place, or the accident, or do you have the city and the state that you could give me?
Let's see. Give me one second. I'm trying to see where Braswell Road is. Let me just check really quick. Braswell Road. Give me one moment. I'm going to try to pull it up. If you can skip that question and then
okay.
I'll come back to
how about the city and the state? We can just get by with that. You know the city? We can come back to it if we need to. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Sir, I'm so sorry. I accidentally called the operations manager. I was trying to look up his number to call him on a different line and end up calling him on this line.
No, you're fine. The city and the state will be fine if you've got that information.
Okay, Corey, I do have to ask you a question. Where that accident took place, Braselton Road with Miss Hampton, where is that? Was that at Marietta or is that in Good Hope, Georgia?
That was more like in
Rockmart?
Yeah. She was like out there. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So sir, it's Rockmart, Georgia 30153.
Is that Rockmart?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
And the vehicle is a 2024 Transit, correct?
It is a 20, correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
2020, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And could you give me the description of the damage, please, ma'am?
So the front bumper, the grill, the side mirror, I have pictures. It's just, let me see here.
Well, once we get everything together and get it to the adjuster, I'll give you guys an email address, mm-hmm. and you'll be able to send the attachment with the pictures to the adjuster.
But I'm just
basically trying to get a sentence here of a brief description of the damage. So the front bumper, the grill, the side mirror, is this on the passenger or the driver's side?
Well, this is all in the front. That mirror would be on the passenger side.
Okay, that's what I meant. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Was the vehicle drivable after the incident?
It was. It was drivable.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have the driver's name?
Kiana Hampton.
K-I-A-N-A?
It'd be K-Y-A-N-A.
I used to be a good speller, but I'm not anymore.
Oh, I mean, they spell their names a lot differently this area here. So,
well, it's not just your area. I think it's all over the world.
Right.
All over the United States.
Yeah.
I mean, I had no idea John could be spelled 30 different ways, but that's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's Kiana Hampton, H-A-M-P-T-O-N?
Correct.
Okay. You happen to have any contact information for Ms. Hampton, maybe a mobile number or anything like that?
Let me see. I think I do. Oh, I see.
I looked it up, 404-640-1693.
Thank you. You have Kiana's driver's license number?
Let me look that up.
If not, we can go forward. It's no problem. So let me know if we go forward.
Well.
Okay. Let's see. I do have it, though. I can pull it up pretty quickly.
Okay.
Yes. You're right. I just have to look through all the ways the names are spelled. Okay. The driver's license number is a Georgia driver's license 061-109-742. And that's it.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. No injuries to the driver that you're aware of?
No. No injuries.
Okay. And no other vehicles involved, correct?
No other vehicles.
Okay. Was there a police report turned in, or were the police involved in this?
No police involvement.
No.
Okay. Are you aware of any witnesses?
No.
None.
Okay. Thank you for your patience. I'll have a claim number for you shortly.
All right.
The claim number, whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
X is in X-ray, C is in Charlie, dash Oscar Randy Charlie Alpha dash 24 dash 05686.
Okay. I have X-ray Charlie. Oscar Romeo Charlie Alpha 2405686.
That is correct. Don't forget the dashes in between.
Yes.
Okay. The adjuster's name is Laura. That's her first name. L-A-U-R-A. Last name is I as in Iris, R as in Rudolph. I as in Iris, Z as in Zoo, A as in Apple, R as in Rufus, R as in Rufus, Y as in Year.
Okay.
And I'll give you Laura's direct line.
All right. Ready to copy?
Give me just a second. I'm looking for it. Where to go? There it is. 256-600-9390.
Okay, I have 256-600-9390.
That is correct. And the email address is the same as her name, except there's a dot in between Laura and Irisary. And
okay.
It's followed by at X as in X-ray claims plural dot claims plural.
Claims X claims dot claims again?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
It's at X claims dot claims.
Okay.
And again, you can send an email. You'll be able to attach pictures or whatever there within the email, and Laura will be able to see all that when she converses with you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Sure. Anything else I can do for you?
Nothing else. Corey, do you have any questions?
I don't at the moment. You should be good.
All right. Thank you so much, sir. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate your help. Y'all have a blessed rest of the day and a good weekend.
Thank you.
All right. Same to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.